Hello, this is a new flash fiction story from PJ Kaiser. The title is Coffee and Cotton Candy. Michael lay the phone in its cradle. He'd been expecting the news in the same way you expect winter to follow autumn. But just as you can never quite prepare yourself for bone-chilling temperatures, you can never prepare your heart for loss. Poor Vincent. Michael's friend's voice had been shaking as he gave Michael the news that Sage was gone. Michael cupped his mug of coffee in both hands and shuffled to the breakfast table. Sinking into the chair, he tried to distract his thoughts. He squinted out the window, past the flowery lace curtains Emily had hung there years ago, and caught a glimpse of the sun. He always felt a vague sense of whiplash on sunny days, knowing that the earth travels at 30 kilometers per second in its daily trek around the sun. He remembered Emily teasing him when he would spout astronomical trivia. The way her eyes and nose crinkled when she laughed made him smile for a moment. The warmth from the coffee mug seeped into his fingers as he clutched it and gazed at the deep brown liquid. He wished Emily had made his coffee. She always had a way of choosing just the right amount of grounds to use. These bland coffee beans tasted doubly bland since he scrimped on beans. Since Emily died, he hadn't had his favorite coffee from Veracruz that she used to buy uptown. The coffee shop smelled of musk with a hint of cinnamon that was too close to Emily's essence. He couldn't bring himself to go into the shop. 27 years of marriage. 1 year for every day it takes the moon to orbit the earth. Shifting in his chair, he tried to focus his eyes on the newspaper. The newsprint looked like it was drowning as his tears welled. His mind kept straying back to the phone call. Sage. Her presence on the planet had always been enough for him. It didn't matter that they weren't together. They had spent one afternoon together at the county fair years ago, when her Vincent and his Emily had fallen sick at the last moment before their double date. He had allowed himself to swim, just for a few hours, in the depths of her azure eyes. He had not realized she was afraid of heights until the Ferris wheel swung through its highest point and she clutched at his arm, her face pale in spite of the August sun. As their car made its wobbly descent, he sang songs and helped her through her fear. Chiding her gently, he suggested she avoid Ferris wheels. But in reality, he was grateful for her lapse in judgment that allowed him to come to her rescue. They celebrated surviving the Ferris wheel with two pink clouds of cotton candy. He stole one sweet, sugary kiss as she drew him into her orbit. Even though she only glanced over her shoulder when he took her back home, he waited and hoped. But 2 months later, Sage and Vincent announced their engagement, and Michael knew he waited in vain. He mustered the strength to achieve an escape velocity. Even as he settled into his new trajectory around Emily, he felt Sage's gravitational pull. But now Sage had succumbed to the cancer that had been wreaking havoc on her for 4 years. Some would savor the freedom, but he felt as though he were careening through space. Memories. That's all he would have of her now. Maybe that's all he ever had. He pushed his chair away from the table and decided to go for a walk. He had a craving for coffee from Veracruz. Thanks for listening. This has been PJ Kaiser. You can find more of my fiction at my website at www.pjkaiser.com. That's K-A-I-S-E-R. Thanks for listening.